One of the many times Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah is in Parsha Mishpatim, where the pasuk tells us that Shesh yamim tasem asecha v'yom ha'shvi'i tishbol l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha v'navash ben amatcha v'ager. So you have 6 days where you do your work, and the seventh day you rest. Why? So that you rest, and your animals rest, and also ben amatcha v'ager. And then the next pasuk tells us, "B'chol asher amarti lechem tishmeru, everything I mentioned you should keep. V'shem Elohim acherim lo taskiru leshem al picha. You should not mention other gods." So what is the connection between these two psukim? So the Meshech Chachma says that what's going on here is the Torah is telling you why it is forbidden for your slave to work for you. Meaning on Shabbos, so you might say, okay, I have to rest. But I can, and if I own a Jewish slave, he has to rest. He's Jewish too. But if I can have my non-Jewish slave to work for me, so that would be a loophole you could drive a truck through. And therefore, everybody, what they would do, if in my eved goy hayar rashay lasom malach letzorcha bo b'shabbat, as you call Yisrael konim avadim goyim, v'choshvim shiasu malach radonem b'shabbat. That's what they would do. They would all, everybody would just have lots of own lots of non-Jews and have them do it. Okay, back in the time of slavery. So he says, therefore, the Torah says, no, it's not resting if your work is being done. So you have to rest. That includes even your slaves. And then therefore, now that there's no incentive to specifically go get a non-Jewish slave, so then you won't have them around. And therefore, you'll escape their influence. If there was an incentive because there was a loophole that they could work on Shabbos and nobody else can, so then you would have them around all the time. And then, if you would have them around all the time, you would get influenced by their manners, their midos, their culture, everything that they've absorbed until now. That's the next pasuk. Shem Elohim Acharim Lo Taskiru Lishma Apicha. Once all the people in your household are able to be Jews, Avadim Shemalu V'Tavlu, even your Avadim will be from people or people keeping some level of the Torah and Mitzvot, so then you're going to avoid all those influences. So the Torah is saying, says the Meshech Chachma, that the reason why, we want you to rest on Shabbos, it's not rest if anybody is doing work for you, even a non-Jewish slave, that's why it's Aser. But there's an added benefit. We're so concerned about the influences on you and your home. And the Torah's example of the Avodah Zarah is going to bring. But obviously you can extend it to whatever influence. He's not going to be motivating you to be a bigger masmid. Okay? He's not going to be motivating you to be a better person. He's going to be bringing all his outside influences, and you're going to bring that into your home. So therefore, the Torah is very careful to close out that loophole. No, you can't have them do it. There's no advantage to it. And once there's no advantage, we're going to make sure that you're not going to end up influenced, that'll help you not be influenced by them. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. So to avoid everybody going to quickly buy some non-Jewish slaves, the Torah says, nope, it doesn't matter. Weekday, Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos, you have to rest, and that includes your slaves. And then therefore, the added benefit is the lack of influence. We're concerned about any of that outside influence, and that's the Meshech Chachma gets about the outside influence, that we should be careful in our lives of who we're allowing into our lives, whatever the added benefit may be, and therefore, we shouldn't have the incentive of that added benefit because we don't want that outside influence. So the Meshech Chachma is warning us of the outside influence. And therefore, he says, the Shem Elohim Acharim Lo Taskiru Lishma Al Picha is the connection to the pasuk about not buying the non-Jewish slave, meaning the connection between the non-Jewish slave not being able to work for you on Shabbos is the connection to Shem Elohim Acharim Lo Taskiru Lishma Al Picha, is the connection to not ending up referencing and having part of your vocabulary and your lifestyle the Avodah Zarah that would be brought into your home had you had such slaves. Shkach.